Why?
Yeah,
maybe that's Belichick telling Brissett and message it to Brady.
That's
right.
That's a good point, Lockhart. Maybe
stay in your lane.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah.
Good call, Mike.
Hey, Brady. How'd you like that bloody thumb? You suck. 98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich, the Patriots. You have Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen at the end of Time versus Time talking about just wanting to be happy, wanting to be appreciated, and then Tom Brady questioning why he still plays football, why he's doing it, why he continues to get all these rubdowns. And he really is. Like, why do I get all these rubdowns? And somewhere Guerrero's like, we ain't stopping these now, Tommy boy. You ain't retiring. If that means no more rubdowns, sorry to tell you. We are
idle hands are the devil's playground.
I'm going to hypnotize you, my friend. You are not leaving. I can tell you that much. Joey, go ahead.
Joey, Fred, is this you, buddy?
Yeah, this is Fred.
Fred, why are you such a phony? Why don't you be honest, guy?
Yeah, Fred.
All you want to do is talk about the demise of the Patriots.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why the ricochet ain't going to go away. That's all you want to talk about. That's it, the demise of the Patriots. Plus, your flip-flops all season long, which is ridiculous.
Huh? First of all, do you have a CB? What's on in the background?
What's on the background? Talking about?
The noise in the background.
The blaring sound in the background.
You can't hear that?
No. Nah,
okay, now it's done. Now, why am I a phony?
Oh, my God, because you don't. Why don't you be honest? Why don't you just come out and just say it? You want the Patriots to fall from grace. You're dying for Brady to retire. It ain't going to,
why would that serve me? How would that be good for me?
Fred, you threw your cricket through the last two Super Bowls when they beat Seattle and in Atlanta.
I did what?
Through your clicker.
Oh, my God.
Would I want them to lose?
Oh, the Patriots?
Yeah.
You literally sound like a New York radio station.
They're on our station. When they do well, I do well. Why would I possibly want them to lose? They make me money.
Oh, my God. You flip-flopped all year long. You flip-flopped all year round. It was a joke. It was embarrassing.
How did I flip-flop?
You want me to start? You got an hour?
Just start. Yes. Just give him one.
Yeah, just lay it on.
Okay, I'll give you one. Great. Give you one, because, this is...
Yeah, give me one. You don't have to preface it with all this. Give me one.
All right, one. You sat here with your arms folded, looking like Angry Bird, telling everyone on the radio 10,000 times how Garoppolo isn't worth nothing. He's only a backup quarterback who's only played 6 quarters of football. He ain't worth jack. You said it 15 times. Oh, my God.
I don't know how teams would know that Garoppolo was this incredible quarterback based on the fact that he has not had a lot of NFL snaps. I did say that.
You're lying through your teeth. You're lying literally. Right?
I just agreed with you.
Yeah, he just said he did.
Okay, so you sat there and complained how he ain't worth nothing.
Yeah, but
I didn't say he wasn't worth anything. I said that I didn't know how teams would know he was worth anything based on the fact that they're not at practice.
You sat there and argued with John how he isn't worth anything. He's just a backup quarterback who's only played 6 quarters of football.
So what do you think what do you think he's worth, just out of curiosity, Garoppolo?
Adam, hold on 1 second.
Well, no, I'm asking, what do you think he's worth?
Sam Bradford money.
I'll tell you in a second.
All right. Now,
the day after they traded him, Fred, you sat there. Oh, my God, he's worth a king's ransom. Oh, my God, da-da-da-da.
No, I said, why did you get rid of him for a second-round pick if there were teams chomping at the bit to give you more?
No, you fought with John saying how what he wasn't worth nothing.
Well, I appreciate you listening to the show this much, but I said if you could get more, why wouldn't you take more? Why would you just settle on a second-round pick? Why would you only be in contact with one team?
Oh, that's another whole story. That's because Belichick did that out of spite.
Okay, then fine. If there's someone, regardless what I think of Garoppolo, if there was people out there willing to give you a ton more for Garoppolo, why would you not take a ton more than you got?
That's a whole different question.
Okay, but then what is your problem with me? Regardless of what I thought of Garoppolo, he had a value in the NFL that they did not take advantage of. So.
Let me answer your question. My problem with
you
is...
You are annoying as hell.
Yeah, that guy sucked.
I'm just excited that we have a phone call.
Well, so just quickly, so what I was angling at is exactly what you just said. Why are you upset with Fred? Fred didn't trade him for a second round pick.
Right.
That was the coach, Bill Belichick, who his answer, by the way, was why did Bill do it? He did it out of spite. I don't know. That sounds a little dysfunctional to me. That kind of helps make the point of what seems off and what seems not normal down in Foxborough. Your coach is doing things out of spite now.
Right.
Maybe that's why we're talking about the demise.
So say there's a company that I don't believe in. I don't like the structure of the company. But their stock price is going through the roof. I'm buying it, and I'm riding it out, and then I'm selling it as high as I can get it. Regardless, it has a perceived value. And so if Garoppolo, regardless of, I don't know how teams knew he was good. I don't have any idea.
No, I'm with you. Six quarters?
Yeah, I don't know. They're not at practice. I have no idea how they know how good he is. And I don't know how good he's going to be. And that's not an issue. It's not the argument. The argument is that their stories are that he had a value where you could have gotten a tremendous amount for him, and they settled on a second-round pick, and they only reached out to one team. That's what the story is. So I can think Garoppolo sucks, and I could be wrong about that, but that's not really the problem.
Your opinion on Garoppolo
is inconsequential.
It's irrelevant. The Patriots didn't get enough for him.
Right.
That's all. I feel like that's self-explanatory.
Well, there's no argument about it.
Right. They could have got more. The Browns were going to give him a first-round pick. They didn't get it. Instead, they got a second-round pick that was supposed to be... It was supposed to, when they first got it, Fred, it was going to... Well, it's a really high second-round pick, so it's almost a first-round pick. Except it's really not that high of a second-round pick. Except it's 43, which is very different than a first-round pick. Especially very different than the Houston pick they would have got from Cleveland, which turned out to be number 4 overall.
Well, Lynch, the general manager of the 49ers, said it. Not me, not Mike Reese, the general manager came out publicly said that Belichick only reached out to him and they got the deal done in like 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want out of me?
Now you got to come clean, Fred.
I know.
You're rooting.
I'm a flip-flopper.
You're flip-flopping.
My takes, I can't keep track of them. They're laying all over the road, and I'm just trying to scoop them up.
You're rooting against the Patriots.
I don't care if they win, quite frankly. I don't care. I watched the Super Bowl. I don't care.
You threw your clicker through the TV screen.
If they win, all I know is we do better. So if we do better...
Reason
to
root for them right there.
Right.
Yep.
And I don't know why it matters. Particularly what I think or what I care about.
Yeah, come clean.
Well,
that guy just didn't like you. He just didn't like you.
Oh, I like that he
imagine
listens.
Imagine that.
He listens a lot.
Oh, that guy definitely listens.
So good for him. I like that. As long as you listen, whatever you listen for.
I still want to know what was on in the background. What was that guy, Blair? What do you hear back there?
He was in checking, a semi.
He was listening to the Area 51 scanners for UFO sightings.
No, he was in a semi. He was like, there's a smoking down there on 128.
Breaker 19.
There's a slop hog tanker coming in. It's throwing off some mud. I know all the trucker lingo, baby.
I'm going to want to avoid that.
Yep. It's the risky business. I'm hauling fuel. You can't jacknap one of these sons of bitches. You'll catch your life on fire. Here's the CBS Sports Minute with Boomer Esiason. Oh, full phone lines. You get Adam Jones in here and the whole thing goes crazy. Here's the CBS Sports Minute with Boomer Esiason brought to you by Snapple. Boomer says, don't expect to see Kansas go home. This is something that we're talking about. The number one seed, Kansas.
Yep.
Don't expect Kansas to go home early.
Nope.
The number one seed in the Midwest.
Yep. They're not losing to a 16.
What the hell is this?
Pencil them in for a couple
Whoever minutes. Writes these has completely given up.
I think the 16 seed has a chance. Who is it?
I don't know. How the hell would I know? Boomer says, don't expect number one Kansas to go home early. They will not lose in the first two rounds, he's saying. Sweet 16 for the number one seed Kansas. Can you believe it? That have won the Big 12 45 years in a row. He says, Don't expect Kansas.
Nope.
To go home early.
Look out, Penn.
And that's right, Penn. And yeah. this, well, they, listen, it could be like a Georgetown Penn thing where they played Princeton, where yep. Princeton just held the ball. I remember where I was. That was an open bar well night for my fraternity in this year's NCAA tournament.
It's T&R. T&R on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Kutcher and Rich.
Okay, keep doing it.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. If I may, I want to digress for just 1 second. We'll get back to the Patriots. The new something with the WWE is the Fabulous Moolah.
The Fabulous Moolah.
Is it Monday night? During this week's edition of Monday Night Raw, WWE made an announcement that there was going to be the Fabulous Moolah Memorial Battle Royale. Very controversial.
Why?
Apparently, the Fabulous Moolah, as lovely as she was and as muscular as she was and how long she hung on, was stole money, they're saying, from her flock of fellow female wrestlers.
Oh, no.
Mm.
How do you do that?
Well, Mae Young gave birth to a hand.
Right.
I don't know.
Okay.
People were just following the path of the Fabulous Moolah.
So like a tip jar situation after work? She's not divvying up what should be divvied up?
She worked at a diner, and yes, she would not share it with the kitchen staff.
The trickle-down never got there.
Yes. All right, so we're talking about the Patriots and all the intrigue that is surrounding them, including Rob Gronkowski saying, be happy, be free, when Amendola left. And then Brady ending his documentary in a way that it was obviously not intended to end. Giselle questioning why he was doing it, and then Brady questioning why he was doing it. Chris, go ahead.
This changes everything. Here's why you're a hypocrite. You spend all your time saying you're better than Twitter, and then you spend the whole morning trying to build a story out of garbage that 20-something airhead sports players, celebrities, are posting on social media. The practice stopped. Edelman, Gronk, we're going to get Jordy Nelson.
I'm on Instagram. I find Instagram to be easier.
I want to see you in the cold stuff on Instagram. That'll take me through the cold nights.
What?
Why do you want to do Instagram? Everybody wants to see how high you are after you're cold sculpting, buddy.
Oh, was it cool sculpting? Oh, well, cool sculpting, I'll tell you, is out of sight. What it is that they freeze the fat cells, and then your body gets rid of them, and then they don't grow back. So everyone go to Dr. Russo, located in the yellow building in Newton, and get cool sculpting. Continue.
So,
well, I don't know what's funny about that, except if you love a great value, go ahead.
You got to start playing H. John Benjamin in the bumps at the beginning, because people think it's you.
Listen, if I could have his career, believe me, I would.
Oh, my God. Talk about printing money on nothing. That's
I know.
Old rope.
I would love to have H. John Benjamin, but he continues to insist that he does things as himself, which I think I would just take the money and run. But go ahead.
Yeah, I would, too. I'd cash out.
Yeah.
And also, Fred, it seems like you've been listening to the day that the laughter died a lot lately. You're pinching a lot of old dice moves.
I'm pinching dice moves?
Yeah, you sound like the day the laughter dies lately. You got a couple of burps in your delivery that you seem to pick up. I don't know if you've been re-listening to it, buddy, but...
To dice?
Yeah.
What am I? No, in all seriousness, how am I biting dice? Like, what? Just tell me what my. I don't doubt you, but I haven't listened to dice in. And first of all, I never saw the day the laughter died because I think I'd want to kill myself. But second of all, I haven't listened to dice since I was a kid. How am I biting dice?
Oh man, all your mannerisms lately—they're getting a little bit too like tipped into the neck, and it just sounds like when you get the catfish.
Is that what he's talking about?
When I did the what?
No. When Dice did the catfish routine on Day the Laughter Died. There's a bunch of different routines in there. It's just, I don't know, man. It sounds like you got to tune it up a little bit.
Because I'm biting dice?
Yeah. You're rolling back into some old mannerisms. You know what I mean? You got to freshen it up.
All right. I'll try.
1993?
I never saw the Day the Laughter Died.
Okay.
But I'm biting dice, apparently.
Okay.
I can't argue with it. Because I don't know. I don't know about my mannerisms. I can only be what I want to be.
Why was he mad at me in the first place?
Who remembers?
Wait, something about Twitter? I'll tell you what.
Oh, yeah, you're a hypocrite because of social media.
No,
you're,
no.
Or you're not. You're not on Twitter, but you're reading into the social media posts.
Well, they're there for a reason. That was on Instagram. I like Instagram. But I'll tell you what I'm going to do is that I was talking to this to Jones off the air, and I'm going to do this, is that there is a collection of a few people on Twitter that really on like a few times an hour talk to the Boston sports media, and like they all have fake avatars and fake names. I am going to, because in not to do anything, I'm not going to out them. I'm not going to do anything. I believe that it's one person, and I am going to hire a private investigator. I am doing this.
It's a brilliant idea.
Yeah. And I say it's $1,000. It's well worth it to me. And I am going to find a private investigator, and I'm going to find out who one of these guys is. Because I have to know.
It's just for your own. For your own.
You have to know the lifestyle of the person.
Yeah, your own insatiable quest for knowledge.
I got it.
Because it's either someone who works for a radio station that somehow thinks they're doing what good, who's a psychopath that they're doing that, or the life, I got to know. Is it someone who's at work doing it? Is it someone who is at home doing it?
Someone at home huddled around their radio, the old transistor?
I have to know. And I will. Because I have been told that they can do that.
A private investigator.
Like a computer guy.
Yeah. So these are people that tweet you or a website?
They're people. What? Who?
I'm asking.
On Twitter.
People on Twitter. Okay.
Yeah, there's like a...
There's a group. It's like a pack of wolves out there.
And there's ten of them.
Yeah, you say something, you get sicked.
But I think that they're all one person.
It's a good theory.
And you might say, Fred, you're pathetic, and why are you doing this? Because it's interesting. Like, say you're into the faces of the moon, and you buy a telescope.
Okay.
Right?
That'll run you a good chunk of change.
Just watch Can't Buy Me Love.
Oh, it's a good point.
Get your girl. I mean, that amount of money, you can buy a girl. But aren't you, because Rich would say he's not interested, but he is. Wouldn't you be interested to know, that, not to challenge them and not to do anything, but wouldn't you be interested to know, what's going on?
You just want
to
know. Like you said, you're not outing them.
I don't know if I'm up for spending that amount of money to do it.
Well, that's nothing to me.
It's
Trump change.
That's true. If I made your money, that's true. I would spend it.
That's right.
That's a good point. Pocket lint.
Yep.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, yes. I'm curious to know.
Dan knows a guy.
How does their day go?
Is that right?
I don't know a guy specifically. A person in an image popped up into my head that could be able to go back channel through like an IP address and figure out where the person is.
An internet sleuth. You don't know one of these Twitter guys.
I might know an internet sleuth who might,
pay
them the right amount of money. Yeah. Nice. They'll do it for you.
Internet gumshoe.
Yeah. So I can't imagine it's $1,000, but that's my ceiling on it. Is $1,000
going no higher?
No. And then can you imagine doing a documentary on it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Now we can just the life behind the Twitter troll.
Like, a 15-minute documentary, because I can't imagine it would be interesting any amount of time past that. But if I'm going to do it, and then I will get their permission to do, and I will do a 15-minute documentary. And I'll make my money back.
You know what? You could do like a Facebook release, like Tom versus Time, like have it be like three episodes.
The irony.
Six or seven minutes. Yeah.
The irony of putting it on social media is not lost on me, Johnny Wallgame. Mm-hmm.
Now we're talking.
Because you could find the people, and then you would go to where they do it, whether it be their work. I mean, I don't know if these guys are high-priced attorneys. I don't know what they're doing. They could be anything. They could be psychiatrists. They could be anything.
You said you thought they might be in the industry.
Wait a minute. Let's think about that for a second.
I think that there's a shot that it's like an intern at a radio station that thinks they're doing God's work.
Interesting.
Uh-huh.
Now, I haven't seen this in a long time because, again, I brag about it constantly. I'm off to Twitter. And people don't seem to do it on Instagram.
It's out there. I know who you're talking about. I know the pack you're talking about.
I need to know what's going on with that. That your hobby is going after local sports people.
Right, because for listeners who don't know, it's not just like they're just going after Fred Tutcher. Or they're just like, oh, Jones said something dumb. I'm just going to go after. It's like, it's a constant barrage at multiple media members.
Right. So I have to know what's going on.
On top of every take.
I had a friend that I worked with in Atlanta that wanted to do a documentary, and he really should have, on Prize Pigs. Back then, you would do a ton of, you would show up at, like, a T-Mobile or whatever. And there were people, the same group of people.
Oh, I know
like
you're
10
talking
people,
about.
Who would go out to every every promo.
I need this T-shirt.
Yeah, right, right.
I need that magnet.
And so he was going to do a documentary called Prize Pigs. But this is before the internet and before you could just use your phone to make something. And you couldn't edit video that easily. So he started, but he never finished it.
Huh.
But this is what I'm doing.
I like it.
I'll do it for you. I'll do what everyone wants to do. I have to know what's going on. Nick, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey.
Hey, Freddie. I was a private investigator for several years. If you want to talk, I can get you someone that can get that information for you.
All right. Nice. I'll put you on hold.
There you go.
I'll put you
nice.
On. How much do you think this is going to run me?
Probably between $500 and $1,000.
There you
All
go.
Right, you got it.
Right in the target zone.
That's right. My curiosity. I need it.
Right in the pocket lint target zone.
That's right. Ain't nothing to me. Ain't no thing.
Nope.
How much I spent on dinner last night. Caviar and champagne.
Hate eating after the fourth grade basketball loss.
After the fourth grade basketball loss, I just went and lost myself. A sea of hookers and caviar. Kevin, go ahead.
How you doing? I'm just calling about the fax machine. I figured everyone's bashing on me this morning, so I might as well join it. First off, I love the show. I listen to you guys every day.
Thank you.
It goes with the what you were saying about the CBS with the stupid chirps that they always do.
Yeah.
During football. I get Wednesdays off, so I watch you guys every morning, and that white light on that fax machine behind you just started aggravating me. Every time I look at
it. It's a printer. And don't watch us on TV. Listen to us on the radio. The TV does me no good. The TV is what it is.
The printer's going haywire.
I'll tell you, more people watch this on TV, and I don't care what the ratings say. Everyone tells me that they watch it. Our boss tells me that he watches it on TV. Does me no good.
I was going to say, I don't want to upset you, but usually, if I'm up early enough.
I know. Everyone says that.
If I'm up early enough, I'll pop on the old boob tube.
Zero people watch it. A million people watch it. It makes no difference to me. The radio, I'm on a bonus structure. I need to be number one to get the bonus. So flip off the television and turn on the radio.
Pop on the radio.
Or put on the new 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
Oh, yeah.
That's a really good idea.
Which is a good idea.
Very good idea.
Now it's all linear. There's no... Well, I never tweet about the ratings or anything anyway. I don't care to do that. But I don't think you should care as an audience. But I do want you to do this. Flip off the television and get the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Yep. And now everything is one big... That counts as much as anything else. And you do that, and you put some cheddar in Daddy's pocket.
To fund this documentary.
More lint.
Now you're doing yourself
a service.
Well,
if I get the bonus, then we're talking... I can make the documentary.
Two, yeah. And you could have two investigators and cut the time waiting in half.
Yes.
Got it.
So, let's say $700 is what I believe it will cost.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that guy was highballing me because he knew I said 1,000.
Yeah.
But once they know that they're going to get cheddar from the tea, they'll take less. You believe me?
Yeah.
You believe me?
No, that was a quick phone call. He probably heard. He thinks he could get 1,000. Yeah. And he's like, oh no, I got a guy.
He don't want to negotiate with the tea.
Nope.
No, siree, Bobby.
Driving a hard bargain.
That's right. I will.
Yep.
I'll say, you want a face-to-face meeting? Let's knock 200 off that thing.
I want you to know I've been contacted separately by three different media members willing to chip in.
Really? Who?
Yeah, oh, yeah. They don't want to be mentioned on
I'm going to do it. I swear to God, I'm doing it.
But you have backers. So you have financial backers here.
Don't delete your Twitter account. Because I know...
You are not alone in this,
friend. I got to get on Twitter and find out who these people are again. And then I'm going to find out. Because I think it's one or two guys. But I need to know how you live.
Yeah.
That's all. You might be a billionaire. I don't know what you do. You might have a harem of gorgeous women at your disposal, but I just have to know.
You got an itch. Got to scratch it.
I'm curious.
Yeah.
You know, Phil Collins was very into the Alamo. I need to know who these people are. That's all. All right, here are the headlines.
Toucher and Rich.
98.5 to Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. I've been talking about getting this private investigator. A lot of people are giving information. Dan knows a guy. To find out who these, the like 10 guys on Twitter. I think they, there's two theories, is that there'll be an ex-intern of a radio station, because it seems, to when I look at it, to be exceptionally directed at us, and then other, but it avoids certain media outlets. So that is a big theory.
So that's pointing you in the direction that maybe...
Right,
it's
a, so I can sleuth it out a little bit in the dome.
Yep.
But if I get a private investigator... But everyone's highballing offers right now.
So I got... I didn't get as many as Wallach. Wallach's got the media reaching out to him. I just had one guy who claims to be a private investigator. He said it's $90 an hour.
Yeah, that's highballing
that
me.
That sounds very high.
That's highballing me.
It's a lot of billable hours, I would imagine.
Yeah, because I don't control it.
Right. Yeah, this guy's like, I put in... 4 hours yesterday, and
yeah, I got a new agent.
8 hours the other day,
and had to have a lawyer negotiate the contract, and the thing cost me like $1,200. And I ain't paying a private investigator more than I paid a lawyer.
No,
I can tell you that. Mark, go ahead. Mark, here's the thing about Mark. Mark has called the station 3,007 times.
Oh, God bless you.
It the computer automatically tells me not to take the phone call.
Ooh.
But since Mark. I appreciate calling in, adding content to the show, and I will not get a private investigator to find out who Mark is.
Please, you got to keep us informed because this can get interesting.
Yes, I will.
All right, so
My
theory on Danny Amendola, okay?
Yeah.
He took a pay cut three straight times, okay? Mm-hmm. He had a good season, okay, because Edelman was hurt. So, of course, he got an offer worth more money than probably what he's worth, okay?
Yes.
And he must be figuring, Edelman's coming back. I'm not going to get the playing time I got last season.
Sure.
So you know what? I'm taking the money and I'm running.
Yeah, I mean, I understand why Amendola left. It's more the reaction of Amendola leaving.
Yeah, I'll reiterate this. I don't think we've been, like, stamping our feet over who left. You know, we haven't complained about Solder being gone.
He had offered so much money.
Yeah,
Amendola.
It's been all about the reaction from the guys that are still here to the guys that left. That's what's interesting. That's what's newsworthy. Like, I don't think we're stamping our feet over the guys who signed elsewhere.
It was something that was unexpected because everyone kind of predicted that Amendola would stay to take less money, but I don't blame him or think it's an indictment on the Patriots that Amendola left. I mean... I can't believe the Dolphins did that. They're cutting half their team, and then they just bring in Amendola for what?
They're like, that's the guy. Get rid of Sue and bring in Amendola.
Locker room guy.
Now we're
locker room. Changing the culture.
Didn't they just trade for a slot receiver, too?
Yes. Well, they signed a slot receiver.
Okay, regardless. Yeah, so they signed two slot receivers.
Yes.
I mean, they cut Sue. I mean, they're trimming their cap, and then they bring in Amendola.
Tannehill can't throw the ball downfield. It's all in routes.
I like it, Amendola.
Yeah.
Or I like
Tannehill.
Tannehill. Yeah.
You like Tannehill, but you don't like Cousins.
I think Tannehill is a better quarterback.
No, he's been all over Tannehill since they drafted him.
I think it's unfair the way Tannehill's been treated.
All right. I'm with you, Jones. I am.
Listen, I didn't say I was in the majority. I think Tannehill has... all the tools that you need. Ken, go ahead. Believe me, they hate Stafford in Detroit. Ken, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey.
Freddie.
Yep.
What if you find out the tweets are coming from inside your house?
That's... Hey.
What a psycho calls.
Hey. Guess what, jackass? I've made my own avatar. Sardines.
Kitty Little James Stewart.
Yeah.
Litter James Stewart.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
Sardines for the avatar?
Yeah. Dig, 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 dig. I'm covering up my feces.
I thought it had to do with other
dig,
things.
Dig, 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 dig.
Like blood. That would seem to be more your avatar than sardines.
Huh?
Blood.
Blood,
yeah.
I'm not bloodthirsty.
Oh.
No. I love sardines.
This is new. I had no idea.
Yeah. You open up a sardines on the counter. I'm going to come get them. Hey, what's that? It's a can opener. Now you got me.
So this is how we relieve your sunspot when the can opener came out.
If it ain't for me, I'm gonna skedaddle.
See, here's the thing.
Yeah,
you just gave us your tell. You know,
well,
instead of searching
for you, all
we have to do is open up some sardines. We don't have to go looking for
you. If you think you're quick enough, good try. If you think you're quick enough to catch me,
now you
see me. Now you don't.
Right.
Right.
Gonna eat those sardines and get out of there.
I'll pee in your shoe. Smells like ammonia. Yeah. I marked my territory.
The shoe.
What's that?
The shoe. You're marking the shoe.
Oh, that's the electric can opener that people still have. That's attached to the kitchen cabinets. I live in a house in 1982.
Fear me.
It's mounted underneath the cabinet. Ooh, food. Not so fast. I'm out of here. See you under the tool
shed.
Yeah, see you there. Be there, be square.
It is a good point. What if it's closer to home than you want it to be? That would be a turn.
Huh?
That'd be a turn for the documentary.
Yeah, if it was in my house.
Like if it was Superman, the guy you call Superman who lives up the block. Maybe it's him.
Nah, he's got his hands full with working with iron and stuff.
What if it was Wallach?
It could be something weird like that, like Kaufman or something weird like that.
Yeah.
Sarge.
Sarge.
Ooh.
Sarge.
Yeah, I'll get to the bottom of it. Don't you worry. There'll be a twist.
This demands some film. It does.
Yeah.
It demands some video.
I swear to God I'm doing it. So,
no, just have it follow if indeed you do hire a private investigator.
I will. I am.
Okay, so have the camera crew, at least a guy with an iPhone, follow this guy around.
Yeah, I'm rooting for a twist like that.
Yeah.
Sarge.
There's going to be a twist.
Kaufman.
I'm almost positive it's someone in media.
I got my eyes on you, Wallach.
Talking about the game is no game.
Stop. You're making me laugh so hard. What you're doing is so funny. You're on a roll. I am busting a gut. Stop.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
.5, the Sports Hub. We're Tutcher and Rich. Danny Ainge scheduled to join us at 9. This is a big day for you, Adam Jones. You get to talk to Danny Ainge.
I know. He one time said he listened to the show with you guys, I believe, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One time he admitted that. I don't know why anyone would admit that. But
you have to be ultra critical. I'm putting the interview in your hands.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, what do I got to say? I got nothing.
What do you think the odds are that it could be like a power broker, like an Ainge in the sports industry who's just taking shots at you on Twitter? Could it be that?
I don't know if they're taking shots at me.
At the Boston media, you being one of them.
Yeah. No.
You don't think it's Ainge while he's spitballing trades?
I don't think that's the twist. But what I'm learning more about Adam Jones, and Adam Jones is from Vermont. You know, I will never go to Vermont.
Why's that?
The hippies.
Vermont's very split. You get some real liberal and then real conservative. There's not a lot in between, I would say.
There's a bunch of hippies.
Yeah, there's a lot of hippies. There's a lot of farming.
Yeah, hippies.
Well,
now where you grew up, I can imagine when you went to high school, it had to be infuriating with all the hippies running around like their chickens with their heads
cut off. The Bill Lee wannabes like shaking their fists at the sky.
Look at you with the Bill Lee. That's your impression.
We interviewed him.
No, I just like how you went the eccentric baseball pitcher.
Thank you.
Not like a Wavy Gravy or something
or an
Owsley. You go straight.
Number two
Bill
starter,
Lee.
1975 Red Sox. Thank you.
There you have it.
Yes.
I'm aware of who he is.
Okay.
You're not really flexing the muscles there.
Okay.
He's got a house up where I grew up, Bill Lee. So, yeah.
So, when you went to high school, was everyone a big hippie?
No. I'm telling you, where I grew up is not like, I didn't really grow up in a very, not that there are a lot of urban or city areas, densely populated areas in Vermont. But, you know, I would say that's more your UVM, Burlington vibe. I grew up in a more rural region. Not as many hippies as you would think.
What did you grew up on a farm?
No, but there a lot of farms around. I grew up in a small town, yeah.
Did you have animals?
Did we?
Like farm animals?
No.
No chickens?
No.
There's
chickens.
There's people in Newton who have chickens.
No chickens, no cows, no horses.
Did you ride horses?
Never rode a horse.
You've never rode a horse?
Milked a cow.
I've milked, well, everyone's milked a cow. Milked everyone a cow. Went to middle school.
The udder, warmer than you'd think.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot warmer than maybe you even want it to be, yeah.
Yeah, everyone's milked. I mean, who didn't take a middle school trip? You didn't, Wallach?
I've never milked a cow, no.
They never you. In middle school, they never took you to, like, some
that
place?
That udder will get you.
It will? Yeah. I've never milked a cow.
Real warm. Oh, yeah. Real warm.
Okay.
If you drink that straight out, it's got bacteria in it.
Right.
You can't drink
that.
That
much I knew. I knew
you can't
knew
drink that.
That. Right. Got to pasteurize that. I understand that.
Haven't rode a horse, though. Milked a cow.
You've never ridden a
See,
horse.
See, I've ridden a horse. Horses and I do not get along.
Do you know my father was in a rodeo?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
He used to spend summers in Montana, and he was in a rodeo.
What was his
wrangling,
job?
Wrangling horses?
Yeah. I think that he didn't ride bulls or anything. He rode a horse.
Okay.
My father's not one to elaborate, but
he's
but
like, it happened.
Yeah, like it's just
leave me alone. I'm going upstairs.
Yeah, but, yeah. Well, he used to have all these cowboy hats in his closet, but I never saw him wear a cowboy hat because he's not a maniac. And one of the cowboy hats, and he was like, I used to be in a rodeo in Montana.
You're like,
and I was like, oh yeah. Huh. And then it will occur to me like every year, like while we're there, that he was in a rodeo, and I'll ask him about it. And he'll say, yeah, but then there won't be a lot of explanation.
No.
You never followed up?
Oh, I follow up.
Oh, okay.
There's follow-ups. There's just not a lot of sharing.
Then he'll start,
oh, it's on him. Okay.
Then he'll start going Obama on me. And the whole thing will fall apart.
Got it. Right.
So you've never ridden a horse in your entire life. I've ridden many.
My father wasn't in the rodeo, though. I wasn't a big rodeo star.
You've seen the picture of me on the, well, you've had to see this on the horse when I went to Anguilla a couple years ago.
Yes, I did see that picture.
And the staff of the hotel was laughing at me when I went by because I looked so uncomfortable.
Yes, yes.
Because if those things throw a fit.
That happened to me in Bermuda. That happened to me in Bermuda.
You were explaining bike seats yesterday.
Yeah.
How's a saddle compared to a bike seat?
Much more comfortable.
More comfortable?
Yeah. Mm. Scott Zolak, hello.
Hey, Wallace, I got nipples. Can you milk me?
Now and milk me.
That's real funny, Zell.
Hey, honest to God, true story.
Wow, that's funny.
Hey, on my official visit to the University of Louisville, they recruited me really hard. They took us to a stud farm to where we had to aid in the studding of horses.
That'll get you to school.
Yep.
10-foot stick with this massive wooden cup at the end. And I'm like, what are we supposed to do with this? And needless to say, I didn't go to Louisville.
Yeah, that's a very interesting way to get you to go to school.
Sorry, like, some people introduce you to women. Like, other people introduce you to horses.
Well, yeah, things at Louisville changed a lot over the years.
Yeah.